Are you raw? I put my hand on. Something got your soul down on the cost. You're really lost. I ain't here that you're out there to say that you're nowhere. That's because you roll. I've put my hand gold. I've put my all that lost. And that's because feeling lost. I ain't here or there. Even in the atmosphere. Oh.
This is Josephine Electric, and it's New Year's Eve, 2020, on the precipice of 2021, and we're still getting into our erotic tales of things that are up to no good. So this song is called Alternative Forms of Love, and well, this episode is about a song called Alternative or Alternate Forms of Love and Other Erotic Tales. So from time to time, we like to get into our Morphogene Urorec sampler. And what we like about the Make Noise Morphogene is it allows you to kind of deconstruct your own sample, and it doesn't put it on a grid, so you can get it to a grid. But it's a kind of feel-based, kind of Moog-like interface. It's on a Urorec. It just has lights and dials and the colors. Like if you get a green color, you're either at the original speed of the sample, or you actually, you can go backwards and do a backward tape loop, and you can either slow it down or speed it up, but you can get it to a kind of normalized state, and different colors represent different speeds for the backward sample or the forward sample, or a morphing that you can take multiple points in time and have them occur simultaneously on the sample. And we like that a lot. We do it a lot. And we like to do everything a lot, you know, take it as hard as we can, everywhere we can. and that's just the nature of the band. We're very experimental in all ways. So this song, what we really, really liked about it is we took that Morphogene sample, and then we kind of played a grandmother, synthesis over it, and it just kind of took off. And it's interesting because it's actually, you know, built off another song we wrote, and then we kind of reinvented it. And we've been taking a sample, anyways, and listening to us. We've been using this one song to sample and create multiple songs from it at different speeds and different capabilities. And we'd put a quiz to all of our fans to try to figure out what song is this sample from, and how many songs have we actually used, put the sample or utilized the sample to create. If you can tell us through a voice memo or a direct message, maybe we'll send you, if you give us your email address, a WAV file of a deep track from Fam Electric Coast, like one of our Bandcamp albums or one of our Bentley Records releases. I send you like a WAV file so you can listen to it in high quality. So that's the challenge to everybody who listens to The Ghost. If you can figure out what the sample source song is for the sample we're talking about, it's on the song Alternate Forms of Love. So the other track that we're really into in this session is a track we put out months ago called Neverwhere. And now when we first got the Moog Grandmother, we were really excited that it has sine waves, because all the other Moogs we have don't have it. So in the modulation oscillator, there's a sine wave. And you can actually take the modulation, which is oscillator, which is the LFO, and make it a full oscillator. And so when you turn it into a full oscillator, then you've got potentially a three oscillator synth. And then you can use that sine wave on the song, because the LFO can be put to high audio rate, and you can actually tune it and get it connected to the keyboard and get it assigned to keyboard tones and fully use it as an oscillator. And so what we found is playing with the sine wave, we got this very percussive kind of additive synthesis, kind of stuff that you get out of Buchla. And it's kind of plucky. It's got the nature of a Buchla or an additive synthesis. It doesn't sound like subtractive synthesis because it's a sine wave, and sine waves are like core in additive synthesis. And the fact that the grandmother has sine waves and it also has FM synthesis capabilities make it a little more interesting than most analog synths, and that it can go into the FM territory, it can go into additive synthesis, and then it's got this real spring reverb. And so we really enjoy our grandmother a lot. not in a nasty way, but we can get pretty nasty with it on the bass lines. We think it's a really awesome tool that takes like mini mode type of capabilities and brings them forward with modulation, like Euro rack modular concepts of like linking it to everything else. And we've been very torn between whether or not we get the Matriarch. We're kind of leaning toward a Prophet 10 when we get another analog board, just because there's nothing else like it. The VCOs on it are very distinctive. And the Moog one's a great machine, but it seems like the Prophet 10 VCOs have a really interesting sound, and we can't really afford an $8,000 synth. But the next synth we are definitely going to get is the Phantom 7. And all those who are like, why are you getting that? Well, because it can do everything our Juno can do and more. And when you're a song producer or keyboardist, you need a board that's kind of like your go-to poly board. And having a board that has unlimited polyphony for piano sounds with its beat of virtual or piano, the VR piano, that's you can't really do without that. And then the fact that it can has a song workflow that allows you to do like zones and clips and sequencing, and you can pretty much do the whole workflow of your song on the Phantom. You can link all your Eurorack gear. It's got all the CV, it's got all the MIDI, it's got tons of USB connections. So you can link all your USB gear, your alternative input type of devices, Euroracks, modules, boutique modules, other synths, and bring that into your workflow. You know, create all your songs on the board, you know, export it to Pro Tools or Mainstage or whatever. But you can even sample it down to a WAV file and actually do that. We would probably take the mixer and then mute tracks and then record them into our R24. That's kind of what our idea is. We're going to take the workflow on that machine, write the song on the Phantom, then take the mixer and then record each track individually into the R24 so that we have them all tracked on our R24. And then use that WAV file from the R24 to actually master on Landar or SoundCloud Dolby Lab mastering, which is kind of our preferred method. The differences between Landar and SoundCloud is if you have a song that's over 10 minutes, then you want to use Landar. If you got something under 10 minutes, then SoundCloud's a good idea because you can put everything there and then distribute it. And we've got a pretty good distribution arrangement. We used to have one with Landar, but we like the distribution arrangement with SoundCloud. We've been using that for the last year. And that's where all of our stuff is coming out right now. So we back to the song Neverwhere. It's got this really kind of interesting vibe. We went really crazy with the spring reverb at the end of the song and used a Juno GI Supernatural keyboard guitar sound. And we talked about this before. We actually talked to Space Adaptation Syndrome about our love of the Juno DI and its built-in boss effects that give us that kind of guitar sound that makes our peg music sound kind of unique. A lot of people thought we actually had a guitarist or we sampled the guitar. We actually do the guitar in real time using the Juno DI because it's got supernatural sounds in it, PCM sample type sounds that are then modeled to do different behaviors. So a supernatural in Roland speak allows you to take like a violin and have the articulation or different playing styles of that instrument are built into the supernatural sound. So if you do certain things with the keys or pedals or pitch bend wheels, any other interfaces, it makes the instrument behave more naturally, which is why they call it supernatural. And so the guitar sounds can be made to do feedback, harmonics, pitch bends that really sound like a real guitar. And then adding the boss effects, since a lot of people, when I realized Boss is actually a subsidiary of Roland, and they've been making those stomp boxes since the beginning of those stomp boxes coming out and having like digital delays and reverbs and fuzz boxes and flangers and all kinds of stereo choruses and stuff. It's all built into that board. And then when you build a sound, you can like, you can heavily distort it. You can put it, you can have a, you have this effect chain you can go in and program. And I think this effect chain from the GI is present. I've seen it on the Phantom. And so then we've been kind of reluctant to replace our Juno until we can find out whether or not the Phantom actually has it, and it looks like it does. Whether or not it has all the effects that we have, I think it does. I mean, because I think it has like 90 effects. So I think it's taken pretty much what the Juno GI did and continuing it and maybe adding more. And the fact that it's, you know, it's got this really awesome bed that can control everything. And we kind of use the grandmother to control all of our Moogs. But to use this this keyboard to control everything else, and it's a really reliable board. So like if you're going to go on tour, you probably bring the Phantom and maybe you leave the Prophet home just because you don't want to damage a Prophet. It's like $4,000 get Rick. Unless you really got careful roadies and you got the best case possible, I'd probably leave the Phantom home. I mean, take the Phantom out and leave the Prophet at home because it's a writing instrument. You know, he's a good performance instrument, but he's like, I don't want to blow it. I'd probably have to have two of them before I was going to bring him one of them on the road. The other thing you're really going to be hyped about is getting a Subharmonicon. And the only issue with our Eurorack, we kind of used all of our slots. And that's not a slot, you know, it's a slot. So I might be a slut, but I'm proud of that. So we're looking at the Doffer three-tiered rack system that they have. They have this awesome three-tiered rack. And thinking of taking all of our Moogs out of the 6U and moving them into the Doffer and then using the Doffer to buy additional modules like the new Behringer System 55 and System 100 modules. Now the System 55s are replicas of the original Moog 55, which is an awesome modular synth from Roland. It was like the core, you know, in the early days of Emerson, Lake and Palmer and stuff, that's one of those core modular synths. I think Sun Ra used it too. But now you can get the Behringer modules. I've heard sometimes that the quality of the tuning on those modules is a little scattered and you got to be careful because they get out of tune. But we're thinking of building that into that system. Might have to get a bigger version because if we take all the modules, well, there's a couple of things we can do. If we take all the modules out of the 6U, but right now we got the big Mother 32 and DFAM in there. We have a lot more room if we pull those out, but I don't know if we have enough room for the System 100, even if we pull those out. So we're looking at getting a better solution, and we like the Doffer because it's a road case, and so then you can do that. But then you got to think about, okay, well, what's my central control unit for that? And we can always take the mass module and make that the central control unit. We've got some other modules that are in our 6U that we can move out and put into the Doffer. And then we got to get a MIDI conversion. One cool thing about the way we have it now is we've got the Mother 32 with its MIDI, and then we have a 2S. So we can control it in two different ways. We can control it with the 2S Arturia MIDI Brute or the Mother 32. If we take all those Eurorack modules and put them into a Doffer, we've got to get another module to do that. Because what we want to do is put all three Moogs, the Subharmonicon, DFAM, and 32 into one rack so we can kind of bounce them off each other. So that's a new idea. So that's a goal for next year is getting a rack that we can move all those into one. And then getting some of those, my throat's so dry because I've been doing a little too much. But that's kind of overall what our goals are. And then, you know, getting a Prophet 10 is another goal for next year. But we hope to hear from you and what we're doing with our music and whether or not you want to be on the show. We're planning on doing a lot more live stuff next year. We're going to get a Roland video mixer and some Zoom cameras and the green screen. We're going to do some kick-ass stuff. And we're going to integrate that into our video show program and actually interview bands and have them perform on the show. That's the next step for the Ghost, is to go and do that type of show. And then we're excited about the future. We think that live streaming and podcasting and video podcasting can bridge the gap for not being able to tour. And we're deep into that right now with all the interviews we're doing. And so we're happy to take all of our fans along. But again, if you like what we're doing, please become a supporter of the podcast. You can do it for $1 a month, $12 a year. That's the cheapest level. Or you can do a PayPal me of whatever you want to the link on here. And you can actually even pitch your projects and have us do like ads between segments. So get in touch with us through our email, which is famelectricghost@gmail.com, or famelectricghost on Instagram, direct message. Fam Electric Ghost on Facebook, direct message, or voice memo here, and leave your Instagram username. Talk to you later. This is Josie. Have fun.
On the bad blood between you and me, on these main streets, all the bad blood relying on us of faith. Don't you come to me. All meme, it's all meme. Everything is dirty as you're mean.